particular tequila.
The voices that you hear belong to two clever young girls we met here at Matuli Primary School in Bagamoyo District, some 120 kilometers from Dar es Salaam. They are not shy to sing before a group of close to 400 other young children who are sitting in rows, and before us, the visitors from the capital city. When the text of the song is translated, we discover that it is not the usual welcome song. Our school has no books to read and write, sing the girls. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have chairs and desks. We need classrooms. All the children are dressed in blue and white. Behind them is a building which still has to be plastered and have window panes and doors fitted. It still does not have any flooring.
The education standard in Tanzania's primary schools is dropping.
Hussein Majara is from Matuli. He is a father of five. Three of his children have completed school and the other two are sitting among the 400 in front of us.
Lakini kwa sababu ambazo zilika. Kwanza kabisa kabisa sababu ya kwanza.
For almost 400 pupils, there are just 7 teachers who cannot handle that number of children. They learn from under a tree and it is difficult for them to take down notes. And there are few schools, so some children have to walk long distances of maybe 3 to 5 kilometers. They leave home without having breakfast and they spend about 10 hours here. So after 4 to 5 hours, they will be hungry and they cannot concentrate.
The situation was once better as the 45-year-old Hussein experienced during the time he went to school.
During our time, we did not have this shortage of desks. In the afternoon, we were provided with a porridge and we were not paying any fees. But now fees are going up and pupils are not accessing any better facilities and teachers.
Tanzania made major achievements in primary education until the early 1980s. The goal of universal primary education was declared following independence in 1963, and gross enrollment rates in primary education peaked at 96% in the late 1970s. These were remarkable levels compared with much of sub-Saharan Africa. However, since the late 1980s, enrollment rates for children of primary school age have fallen to around 75%. What happened? The late 1980s were marked by a transition from socialism to free market economy. The terms were set by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. With the acceptance of their policies, the government had to accept serious cuts in funding of social services, including education. Today, 40% of Tanzania's budgetary expenditure goes to debt repayments. Another 40% is allocated to salaries. Foreign debt problems have been a major factor behind Tanzania's poor and deteriorating human development performance. Alexander Ndeki is the Commissioner of Education with Tanzania's Minister of Education and Culture.
We haven't built enough classrooms and we don't have the budget. Even if we had enough classrooms, we wouldn't have enough teachers. And even if we had enough teachers, we wouldn't be able to pay them.
However, Ndeki and his colleagues have prepared a plan of action. The plan is meant to meet a proposal from within the donor community to write off debts on condition that the government would use the money that it has put aside to pay off the debts in financing the education sector. In the meantime, something must be done to let the people on the ground realize that, unlike in former times, even free market economy requires parents to assist governments by playing a meaningful role in shaping the future of their country. We decided to talk to Alexander Ndeki about what we saw at Matuli.
This is a man, Dr. Bepara, 45 years old, well-trained himself, basic education, uninvolved. I asked, I switched off the tape recorder and we started to discuss. I thought we would start a revolution. I told him, why don't you offer your skills, your basic skills, to the pupils, the rest of the parents may collect a bit of money. Whilst you're doing this, the rest of the qualified teachers can concentrate more on the higher stream. Yes. You see what I mean? Yes. Is this part of what you have in that book?
Yes, of course. Yeah. In the meantime, will the the society is not sensitive. They don't ask them, you ask them to come to the school. Say, that's not my responsibility. It's the responsibility of the teachers. But when they are well aware of their responsibility to the school, when there is a captain, why don't you come and teach our children how to handle a plane? That's all. They are weak. See the fear of this.
I would like you to see, if you have a chance, go to such religious conferences and tell the parents yourself that this would work wonders. They could not believe it, that someone from Dar es Salaam is taking it up on this. I mean, that yesterday was really a very, very good experience.
Okay.
Someone like you there, that they would not believe it.
A seed may have been planted. Becky seems to have taken some interest in this hint. And maybe one day these children in Matuli will meet Tanzania's education planner at their school.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.